Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order of the Moapatahan Advisory Board, August 13th, 2024 meeting. And Mike, if you could do, lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I forgot your name.
Oh, that's... And do you want to introduce yourself for the roll call?
Michael Abbott.
Lola Egan.
Jamie Shakespeare. And Kelly on the way.
And Kelly Wade on the way. Then we'll go to public comment. This is the period devoted comments by the general public about items on the agenda. It's not a discussion item. We don't actually have any... It's all informational, so unless somebody's got any comments they need to make about the agenda. Sorry about that. We'll go on.
That's Kelly.
Yeah. And I wasn't here for the April 9th meeting, so I can't...
Neither was I.
Oh, were you here for the April 9th meeting?
Pardon?
Were you here for the April 9th meeting on the agenda?
I believe I was, yes.
It's on the minutes. Who was here and
yeah,
who wasn't?
Okay. He's the only one that actually would know whether the minutes were... Are they okay?
Yes.
Would you like to make a motion to approve the minutes? Okay.
Motion to approve.
Okay. And the agenda for today is the BLM has an informational item for us and a review of the fiscal year budget. Does anybody have any changes or additions to our agenda?
Excuse me, did we take a vote on that motion?
Oh. He's the only one here. We don't know.
Oh, so neither one of you know. Okay.
Yeah.
2-1. 1-0 unanimous. Yeah. Okay.
So was there anybody that has anything to changes on the agenda? I make a motion to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Yep.
Okay. All approved. And if you want to start with your BLM item... She should be coming in just a second, so you could start if you want. If you'd come up and state your name and spell your last name.
Sure.
And are you with the BLM or are you with a...
BLM.
You are actual BLM, not a consultant or whatever?
I'm actual BLM.
Okay.
And he knows he'll give me his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm J.J. Smith, Jonathan J.J. Smith. S-M-I-T-H.
And that's the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, right?
Bureau of Land Management, Las Vegas Field Office.
Okay.
And my colleague tonight is Colleen Cepedo-Rios.
I've got it.
I mean, I'm the one presenting, but...
Okay. You have it from the...
I have it. Her name is Colleen Cepedo-Rios.
Okay, we've got your spelling. Thank you.
Got the email.
We're good friends now.
Yeah.
Is this a good place to sit?
Can you scoot it back a little bit?
You know what? I was going to say.
Just right there should be good. Can the audience all see it? Okay.
Kind of far away, but I'll try to point some things out here, and then we can look at some other matters afterwards.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For having us tonight. We just kind of want to update you on... You can't see that at all.
You're good. You're good.
Okay. Just know where I point and we can talk about it. Let's play if you have questions. But just updating you on a project that's nearby here. It's along the Muddy River. And we're calling it our riparian restoration project. So we're trying to restore some wildlife habitat along the river. But the first thing we need to deal with is an old agricultural levee, a berm, that before the land came under BLM management, the rancher out there, the farmer out there, pushed up dirt all along the river for about a mile. So this map is our project area. Blue River here is the Muddy River. For reference, this is Sim Road. So I think everybody here is kind of familiar. Warm Springs Road is up here. This peach color down here is the Muddy River Indian Reservation. So it's this area between the Indian Reservation and up on the upstream side is the Warm Springs Natural Area that's managed by the Water Authority.
What are the blue?
Pardon?
What are the blue on your map?
So these three blue parcels are Clark County.
Okay.
And that's their riparian reserve parcels.
Desert Conservation.
Desert Conservation okay. Program manages those. Yes, sir.
What's the overlap from the Water Authority and the BLM in that area that you're talking about? Is there?
So we just share this border. So they're the green here. And then this is the project area outlined in yellow. So we share this little boundary
okay.
right here on this side of the river. And then you can see it kind of shares along boundary on the other side of the river.
Okay.
So, and SNWA is also one of our cooperating agencies, so they're helping us review our ideas here and give us feedback. So.
Are you familiar with where they're talking?
What's that?
Are you familiar with where they're talking?
Vaguely.
If you take Dan's place and go past Ruth and Kelly's.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I know that they have, the Water Authority is responsible for quite a bit of, I don't know if their jurisdiction overlaps with where you're talking about, where the two are separate.
They're separate except where it comes to water rights.
Yeah.
So surface water
Can rights. I ask Robert just a question? Whose property is yours end at? Do you know?
Can I use a map?
Yeah. I can see from the map, but whose property
yeah,
I...
Yeah, so you can see where's, Ruth and Kelly's house is right here.
Okay, so...
There's one more property, and then our property ends.
Okay,
right
okay,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. That help you with the weather?
Yeah. Yeah, thank
okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
The property where we'll be on starts is Rodney.
Yeah.
I can't
Gray,
yeah.
Mr. Gray. Yeah, and then I think Mary Cloud.
Yeah.
Right
yeah, we got the area now. We just wasn't sure where the Water Authority ended
yeah,
and
I know
you started.
Yeah, it's a little busy. It's kind of hard to.
Well,
yeah.
Some of us live up that way.
Yeah. This green dash line here is kind of another area that's prone to flooding. It's the, people call it, I don't know, the wash.
It's where the dips are in the road, and it's just a wash all the way.
Yeah,
right.
but. It's most of it's private property.
Yeah.
Really, the flood channel is private property.
Mine ends before. I'm on the very edge of the wash.
Yeah, but that little section right
yeah.
there is the only thing that's right away. The rest is on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
They're not right away.
No. Okay,
yeah.
Down through
that section
yeah.
is. It just has to get there.
I
okay.
just put that on the map here because it comes up every time we start talking about flooding out there, which is the flood.
That's
flood channel. So you can see the blue line is the river here. It's in the middle of this. This is about 400 acres or so that BLM manages. It came into BLM management in the early 2000s, in 2003, something like that, through a
land swap.
Sale, land swap sort of thing. Right along on this side, so our side right now
mm-hmm.
of the river is this berm. And it doesn't go all the way down here to the reservation. Some places it's like 8 feet tall and about 10, 12 feet wide. And so the river's channelized down beside the berm. Other places it's like especially down here, it's almost invisible. You know, it just sort of fades away. And it was put in just to, you know, make these fields flat for irrigation. And they sort of terrace all the way down from upstream to downstream. The other thing to note is that the ground also goes downhill in this direction. So the river's higher
yes.
than where the houses are, which many of you out there know that's why your houses are built
exactly.
up on this. Elevated platform, bermed up platform. So we'd like to get rid of this berm. It's causing a couple of problems. One is when it does flood, like back in 2014, 2015, it builds up a lot of energy because it's channelized. It can build up a lot of energy then burst through the levee, which it did in two places. In 2014, ran out into the private property. So we'd like to give the stream a little more room to flood naturally so that the water dissipates, goes down, and doesn't go ripping through the private property. So that's what we'd like to do. Now, we may need to build a berm farther out away from the stream to make sure that when it does flood, it catches the water instead of letting even, you know, smaller amounts of flood water go over onto the private land. So tentatively, we've identified this area right along the private property to build a berm. Now, it may just end up being something, an elevated road or something not too big, but we're not sure yet. We had a workshop up here. We've got a lot of our cooperating agencies, SMWA, Public Works, Flood Control, all those folks have been involved. And they said, you know what? We need some more modeling done. So we're doing some more hydrological modeling right now. And then we'll come back to the public, you guys, and say, okay, well, here are three or four different alternatives for how we might put a berm here. I know there's some concerns about, you know, some drainage is in here, the water, you know, trying to get back to the river. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do anything to block that. We also don't want to cause any problems downstream for the reservation.
Does the existing berm go on to your property, the SNWA property?
Our property sits up pretty high. The first terrace drops into BLM.
Okay, so the berm's not up on your property.
There's one corner. There's this corner right here,
mm-hmm.
where it probably comes in maybe, let's say, 20 feet, maybe a little more. But after that, it drops down into BLM property.
Would you be taking
our
it out too?
Flat.
Okay. Would you be taking out the berm on your property?
SMWA is not doing anything right now.
Okay.
Until we work through
the BLM gets finished with, okay.
Like that. So we're working through that together.
And that's one of the concerns. The first model that the U.S. Geological Survey did for us, they put a horizontal piece right along this boundary. And so there's some concern that, well, if flood waters are coming down here, they could hit that and back up, or, they could cause some problems.
Yeah.
So we're taking a look at doing some modeling without that horizontal piece, extending the berm up onto SNWA, starting it downstream lower, so not doing anything up here, but starting it lower. So maybe, I think, 10 or 12 different scenarios that we're looking to hopefully develop a good suite of alternatives to share with everybody. And, you know, model what that means in terms of floods for you guys or anybody living in this area, but then also downstream. What else?
Is it fair to say that no final decisions will be made before you come back to this
you
board?
You live too high. You don't matter.
If you get flooded,
we're all in trouble.
Even me is in trouble on my hill.
One thing I want to emphasize here is, so the flood in 2014 that caused some damage on the private property, that was roughly a flood that has a 4% chance of occurring every year, so a 25-year return interval on average for that type of flood. That's the type of flood that we hope we can help mitigate a little bit while also, you know, improving wildlife habitat. The bigger floods, you know, the 50-year flood, the 100-year flood, this isn't going to make any difference. It's probably also not going to make any difference for these floods that happen every couple of years or every 10 years. So it's really just sort of that something in that scale. What happens is once you get to a flood bigger than that, there's water just coming through all these channels, just coming down.
So are you going to do anything with the channel itself or just the berm?
This channel?
No, the river channel.
No, I mean, the only thing that we're not going to do anything within the area that the water's in right now, but by taking down that berm where it is right next to the river,
mm-hmm.
It should widen out.
Naturally.
Wherever.
But you're not going to widen it itself.
No, we're going to take out some of...
And just redirect, if the water, take the berm out and then create channels or avenues for the water to move along?
Well, I think by, so right now the river's about that tier to me, right? It's not super wide there. There's a big berm here that's, you know, places 8 feet tall. If we take that down to about the same height as the opposite bank, that'll just be more room that when the water comes up, it can spread out in that area. And eventually it can also spread out, hopefully another few hundred feet all the way over to this berm. And hope, you know, by that time, for a lot of these floods, the water's going to be pretty shallow. Pretty smaller channel. Floods.
Widening the whole channel.
Yeah.
Not just.
Yeah, they're not going to.
And
they're not
going to
physically
widen
it, but taking out the berm
will
widen it.
Widen it.
Yeah.
Animal recovery. I mean, it just takes that dirt and just makes it a mud puddle. I mean, you know, it just brings all that silt down and just lays it down. You just let it grow back through. What's the.
Yeah, I mean, so in terms of.
Reclaiming it.
Yeah, in terms of the restoration of the habitat in there, it's not a big factor. I think the problem we have is now the water level is so low compared to where the berm is and the bank is in a lot of these places that the tree species that the wildlife likes, the willows, the cottonwoods, ashes, these sorts of things, it's too far for them, their feet to get down to the water. Tamarisk does great. Mesquite does great. But some of these willow and cottonwoods and ash trees like the groundwater to be a little closer. So by lowering the bank there where that berm is, we hopefully get a few more trees.
Does this plan include any maintenance of the vegetation that's there that creates the damming? You know, when we get a lot of water, a lot of debris comes and dams up, causing it to back up, like the Johnsons were talking about that area. Some of the debris is on private property, but
Johnson's talking about the flood channel in the middle there that runs behind Dan's property. That's what he talks about when
the
he
green dots.
Yeah, that's a different situation. But I think some of the reason the river backs up is because of a lot of debris coming down, you know, dead vegetation and overgrowth on the river itself. No plan to trim any of that or do anything with that?
We do have a plan to, especially way downstream of the houses here, there's quite a bit of tamarisk that hasn't been treated. So we would like to treat some of that. I think we have a good opportunity to get some more willows and other desirable species in there, but not as much up here. It's going to continue to be a challenge. I mean, this whole watershed is now reverting from farmland, which it used to be, to woodland. So that woody debris is going to keep coming through the system. I've even brought up beavers before. I know these guys have had beavers up on Warm Springs Natural Area. We've certainly seen them in here. They've, you know, we plant willows, they come in, they drop them, come down across the stream. So that's going to continue to be an issue. Hopefully by getting the at least down in here, by getting the stream a little more wiggle room, you know, those dams won't be as catastrophic. They won't just build up and the water just come bursting through.
Is there money set aside for other, like, added reclamation for replanting willows and all of that? And then also with that, if you're replanting all of those and the beavers are coming through, is there money also set aside for trapping of those beavers and relocating?
So, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to get so much in there that, you know, so much food for beavers that we're going to be drawing in a whole bunch more than are already, you know, in
yeah,
system.
No.
That's not a very expensive thing. I'm sure we could. I don't anticipate there ever being any problem coming up with funding to trap, you know, dodd beaver or two.
So it's not in now. It hasn't been.
We didn't specifically include that in this proposal. But I mean, it's definitely something we can take a closer look at to make sure that if there are concerns, we, you know, we have a way to deal with it. It's probably a few years down the road.
I'm just saying, if you're replanting a bunch of trees, you don't want to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in
really
nice trees to.
And we're gonna shift our emphasis a little bit from, we're gonna definitely plant some willows, which they like. Warm Springs upstream has had a lot of success with ash trees. The beavers don't like those as much, so we're gonna try to get more ash trees in there. I've noticed some of them have died out here in the past couple of years. I'm not sure why, but we'd like to get those replaced anyways.
Because there's something called ash tree decline that's all over the Southwest, and it kills them everywhere.
Yeah, the emerald ash borer, and there's all kinds of introduced diseases and things. I'm not sure anybody's paid what's causing the ash mortality out there. It doesn't look extensive, but I've seen some.
So if you take out the tamarisks along the river.
Which they've been doing already.
Yeah, but are they going to haul them off or leave them in piles?
Oh, yeah.
So we don't anticipate removing a whole lot more tamarisk. That's been going on.
But are you just
going
to leave big piles of them so that when it floods, they can back up water?
Or they set on fire.
Yeah.
Right. So what we've done in the past.
Well, fire, yeah. That's
sorry.
No, it's true. It's an issue.
What we've done in the past, and we're done with the bulk of it now, is we did pile and chip a lot. We also piled and burned the piles. And there are a few piles downstream of the houses on the far side that are still there. Mm-hmm. They're not worth burning at this point. They're just quail habitat. The rest of the tamarisk is not a huge, it's always going to be in there, part of the system. There's not a huge amount that we're going to target, and it's just down in this area, right along the stream, where we'd like to get some of those big ones out and get some bigger screw bean mesquite or cottonwoods or something.
So since it has been brought up, when you chip them and pile them, they do have the potential, especially in our climate, to catch on fire from composting. What is, do you have mitigation for that? So our volunteer fire department isn't drawn away from what needs to be done.
We would call BLM.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys can take care of that?
Because that's not something hopefully, we are equipped to do.
There's no way.
No.
You can't get up over the river and do that. There's no way.
No.
So a couple pieces. First of all, we don't plan to do any large-scale chipping or chipping into piles.
Okay.
The county is planning to do some mastication, so chopping up the tamarisk and then sort of spread it out.
That would be right behind you.
I think down in this parcel. The other thing is the idea of putting a berm right along this private property boundary is that we kind of like to just extend this road that comes off of Sim Road and make it a little more permanent, a little more robust for better fire access. So, you know, if we can berm it up a little bit, it'd be in a good place for, you know, a bit of a fuel break, a place for defensible space.
Do you have any timeline on any of this?
Well, it's only about a year behind schedule.
Oh, that's about right then. No.
So we're 3 years out.
Well, I mean, after this workshop meeting, all the input we got from our other agencies, we had to do a contract to do some additional hydrological modeling. That's contract should be advertised this week, so it's going to take us another couple, 3 weeks to get a contractor to do that modeling. So hopefully by tell me, when are we going to be here?
We're hoping sometime early next spring. With the environmental assessment, which is
do you have to do a NEPA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did some scoping meetings.
Right.
In April.
Yeah.
We did a virtual meeting and then we did an in-person meeting here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also expect to have additional meetings once we have the draft document available for the public. Then we'll usually we'll just come up here, have an in-person meeting, and then have a virtual meeting.
So probably next spring before you're ground on, your feet on the ground, boots on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's optimistic?
That's the earliest, yeah.
Okay.
That's the earliest. We're just hoping that the modeling is able to get that information to build our alternative, because that's the entire reason why we're doing the modeling. It was something that was brought up during the is our outcomes workshop. So we're just trying to build our alternatives from that, kind of to make an informed decision.
Right.
As we go from there. But we are proposing to do an environmental assessment with an additional public involvement to it. And then we can also come back to the town board and then do a presentation of those alternatives.
Okay, we appreciate that.
And so once that decision is made, then we still have all the site-specific planning. So a drainage study, geotechnical information,
right.
Engineers get involved, architecture, and all that stuff.
We were initially thinking that we could do the engineering modeling before we did our NEPA analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But we were informed
that we need to do NEPA analysis
and
then
be able to do our engineering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have one other topic, so
sure.
It's very short. But are there any more questions on this? Or
I'm good. Any question from the audience?
If anybody wants us to stick around, we've got some other all sorts of maps of elevation.
No, there's a flood to wash before it gets to me.
So my other brief topic here is there's an old wooden bridge down here. You are all familiar
right.
with
mm-hmm.
that. All the roads out here are slowly growing over with mesquite. I can't even find some of them anymore, but this one's still open. I was out there a couple of months ago, and the bridge has noticeably sagged and tilted on one end. And so I'm getting pretty nervous about it being there. Somebody's going to get hurt on this bridge. So I had our maintenance guy go out there and pile up some brush on either side across the bridge just to keep people from driving across it. And that lasted about 2 weeks and somebody hit with a double brush. And so now we're trying to figure out what to do next. Clearly people want to keep using that, but we're not going to maintain a bridge. I mean, it's probably just a handful of people. It's not really something that the public has a lot of access to, so it's not be a pretty
is
hard
sell.
Is that
going to Butch's place? Is that where that's at?
What's
that? Yeah, by Butch? The bridge?
Yes.
The bridge?
Yeah, it's down in that area.
So,
sure.
I think that's who uses the bridge.
I don't know. I've probably been there since I saw something.
There's a lot of people that use that road.
I won't drive over it. I'll only walk.
Yeah, not anymore.
Over it. I refuse to drive over for a couple years now. It's kind of scary. Not that walking over it is any easier.
Somebody took some equipment over it one time, and I think that about done it in.
I've heard some stories.
Yeah. I'm assuming you can't actually do anything with that without doing your whole processes, right? Other than
at this point, I think it's a health and safety issue. We can move pretty quick.
But it's super cool.
It definitely is
super
handy,
cool,
right? To get across.
Is that the only bridge across the river?
Yeah, Uncle Moot put it in to get back and forth on his fields.
Oh.
It's been there a long time. It's just historic.
Oh,
hey,
it's historic.
Mess with the 50-year-old,
100-year-old
something.
Historic.
You brought that up.
Well, I think we can work with that. So I don't know if anybody here has any ideas. My idea is to either put something heavier on either end to keep anybody from driving across it, like big concrete barriers or something, or rip it out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know is not going to be popular.
Can we replace it? Or can you
no.
replace it?
So talking to our engineer at the state office, he's like, we can't do that. I mean, at this point, it's not even a bridge. It's an abandoned property. I mean, it's not something that's in our inventory of stuff we maintain. Which, if you've been out on BLM land a lot, you know we don't have any money to maintain the roads.
What kind of shape was it in when you guys started managing it?
Like it was, except kind of flat. Now it's like.
Yeah. But I also know that you guys can't mess with
this
historic
last little flood
items.
Out there, I think, did it in, unless somebody drove across it and broke it. But the sort of the abutments underneath, you can see on the ends are just.
Yeah, the flood definitely did a number on it.
Yeah, they're starting to deteriorate anyway.
But technically, being a historic over 100-year-old item, you can't mess with it.
Well, we can. If it's a safety issue, we can do the paperwork to mess with it.
Yeah, does it have any historical significance?
Well, yeah.
You don't want it to be left there and have somebody drive across it fall in.
No, but if they left it and fence or put a barrier across so you could walk across it but not drive.
Again, if it's still erosion and somebody walks across it and falls in, then who's going to sue who?
Yeah, that's a pretty good drop. We'll definitely get sued.
So. Will that be in
But we don't
any,
want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
That's not part of your riparian
It's not
project.
Part of this project.
It's a separate.
It's a separate thing. Now, if the model, the alternative that makes the most sense involves removing the berm all the way down to where that bridge is, then it could affect it that way. You know, we might use
wash
the opportunity
it,
to,
wash it up
to do something. There are different possibilities. The state engineer said, if the community is really interested in maintaining this thing, the tribe uses it too. I think it's probably just a few folks living out here as well as the tribe is mentioning using it to get out to Jackass Spring out here. Then we can definitely work with facilitating the permitting process and all that, but we don't have any funding for it. The other things we could look at something like a low water crossing, you know, replacing it with a different way or just different access to get to the things people want to get to, which is access is kind of limited right now.
Maybe fence it off and create any other access so that the historical piece stays, but there's still a way across. Wow.
That's some big brain
thinking.
So these may all be great long-term solutions. I think, though, in the short term, I'm getting pretty nervous. I just don't want anybody to get hurt on that thing. And so we're at least going to block the access.
So what's the timeline on fixing the access then? Because now it's like...
to the bridge.
Yeah, but the bridge is the only access across.
As soon as I can get all the pieces and parts in place to get...
So
as soon as you block it off, somebody's... You're going to find out how important it is to people.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, we're going to maybe have to just see who's got the biggest backhoe, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Put something on either side.
I don't know if I've ever been across it. I'm not.
What?
I'm going to look at that map a little closer.
I mean, I walk out on it, and I just sort of do this first, you know, just test it and go across. I wouldn't drive across it.
Yep, that's what I do.
Thank you. Anything else? Thanks again for letting us come.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you,
JJ. Pretty
sure.
Okay, our next item of agenda is our fiscal budget.
Okay.
And I was really hoping Elmer would be here because I had a couple questions to ask him.
It was nice last time when he was here. Give me the questions and
okay.
I will get answers.
I want to know how much money we have in our special
budget
item.
I asked, and I did ask, and I didn't get anything back.
Yeah, you won't, but you could try
asking.
Well,
we did the one time, so.
We asked for like 6 months, though.
Yeah.
So.
The other thing is I'd like to know the hours for the rec center. I have people saying, hey, in the evenings it's not open.
Closed.
Yeah, what about weekends?
Well, it's closed
right
now because
it's closed. Closed.
The whole building was closed because they were redoing the floor.
But I heard the floors were done.
No.
No.
You haven't been down for another 2 months, they said. No.
That's why they're not doing preschool or anything.
That's why there's no study.
Yeah, preschool's in Milton right now because of the flooring.
Okay.
No flooring. They've got the floor down, but...
The hardwood floor's in, but they've got to finish it, and they've got to do all the other rooms and match them up, so...
Okay. The other, I still would like to know what hours they're supposed to be open.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how many personnel we're supposed to
be having up here. You're talking about the gym right now, right?
The rec
center.
Yes,
the rec center.
Yeah, I want to know how many people are supposed to be there. I want to know what they're doing with our money besides hoarding it, is what I really want to know.
So hours.
Sorry, that's a real sore subject that I have to pay extra property tax.
So hours.
That nobody else in this county does.
Hours, how many people are working
and
there?
And how many?
Because we do pay more than anybody else.
And then how much of our funds went to
the new floor and the parking lot.
And the personnel.
Well, we have for your money with the parking lot, and all we have got done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the next subject. We'll get to that.
But no, it's, you do know we all pay more property tax than anybody else in the county, specifically for this. And last year, there was $189,000 sitting there that I won't spend. I want to know how much of that $189,000 they've managed to spend and on what. Because they just keep building up and up and up.
Was it on items that we've asked for? Or
none of our items that we've asked for have been done.
That's what, yeah.
So how many hours is it open?
Yeah. How many people do we have up here?
And how many people work there? And how much went to the parking lot? And how much went to the new flooring?
Of our,
and how much it remains also.
And what the balance is in that fund.
Oh, I have that first.
Who paid for the fencing around your parking lot? Where did that come from?
That's a good question. I don't know.
We don't know.
Why?
How did that come about?
Yeah.
Why? Somebody, Ruth said somebody complained about the dust.
One person,
and they put that up and blocked that whole area off.
So now there's no parking for the elementary school?
No, well,
park. No, there's no parking for the elementary school. Nobody can, yeah.
Nobody can use it.
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
No, where is it?
This whole dirt area
that
out here.
Where the soccer fields are.
What?
It is completely dense.
Yeah. So, like, if you come, if you're going to an elementary activity,
there's
no,
Henry Road,
there's no parking.
So now
see, there, that dirt lot that
where everybody
would
used to park is gone from.
A really nice fence gone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Since there's a BLM guy here, I'm just kind of curious. Supposedly, I don't know how true it is, they sprayed down like some sort of glue thing on the dirt so it wouldn't pick up dust. Something
yeah,
of the sort.
A word for it.
What's
it's
like
called
the
a dust pollen
environmental impact on something like that?
So I only know very little, but in general, I know we did what's called a dust palliative study.
Yeah,
it was way down in the south of Las Vegas to look at the environmental effects of like four or five different materials. But honestly, I don't remember if that study's been published or where it is in the process. But other than that, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
I need to get an understanding of this.
The county fenced off part of the park.
So it's where they were going to put the new, I don't know if you know where it was, where they, across the wash, where they were going to put soccer fields. So we've never gotten soccer fields there.
Got it from BLM.
Fenced off part.
All that
from Tom Collins.
And then Tom Collins got it so we could do soccer fields, but there's no power or water over there. That's why, hence, we have the bathroom in the bottom of the softball field instead of where we wanted it.
Yes.
If you want to just drop me an email with a little more information, I'm happy to see so that I can track down.
Does,
if it has anything to do with BLM.
Okay. Does Judy have your email?
I do.
Okay.
Sorry.
But yeah, no, that I'd forgot about the fencing, but I'd like to know if we paid for that out of our money or not.
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
where
yeah,
soccer
fields
were to go.
I thought it should have had to come through you guys. Why can
let me laugh hysterically.
Call up, who did they call, obviously?
The county.
Yeah.
County commissioner.
Somebody called county.
It just popped up one day. Yeah.
And the next thing we know,
yeah,
there's a fence all the way around.
And I never saw any complaint.
Yeah.
I've been, what,
really
four
random.
Years?
Just
We've been
showed
been
up.
4 years or 6 years
started
now.
Putting
four,
it up one day.
On fifth year.
Fifth year, and in that time, we have asked for water bottle filling station, and we got that. And that's the only thing we've asked for in 5 years for our park money to be spent on. I get a little frustrated.
And we did ask for lights, but it wasn't just down there. It was other areas.
Last year, our
the three that are
three
in
right
the way, here that are in the way.
Just right in the road.
Yeah. What we had asked for was for the park funds is walking path with exercise stations and benches that you could sit and do. Sand volleyball horseshoe pit type thing over. A shade structure over by the water park.
That would be a good one.
By the splash pad. A half-court outside basketball, since we can never get into the rec center to play. And then Elmer wanted us to have portable classrooms. And the popular
indoor
swimming pool.
But can't forget that.
We know where it's fenced off.
Yeah. I had that fenced off so that way we can start planning for the indoor
Now we know where the fence came from.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean,
we're going to start digging little by little. That's why we sprayed it because we didn't want to make too much dust. I have my shovel and bucket with me every day.
Outdoor, you've
got to
make it indoor.
One step at a time. The dirt that I take out, I'm going to make a adobe. One step at a time. Yeah. It's a process.
But we feel that most of the stuff we have on here could be spent with our $189,000. Yeah. So.
But then a lot of things are getting done, and then we're worried that there's money being taken from our account from things that are
we
being
don't
done
want.
That we haven't asked
do
to be done.
Do we know why the parking lot only got half done?
No.
We were not even told that it was going to
get
done.
Yeah, we weren't.
The parking lot was supposed to be paid before I retired in 2019.
We have not been told that any of these things on our list, whether it be from Parks or Public Works, has been done or has even been looked into.
Yeah, we were.
And they took out like 9 parking spots.
Yeah.
It's just
water conservation.
So when
was
the parking lot only half done?
Yes.
Like right now.
They just barely did it.
They're only going to do so. They only did the side that's on the library side, and not between
this big huge
and where so
and
yeah
every
yeah,
time
not between
it
the
floods
fire department
or
and the, yeah.
So we do fire training or
they just
they water the lawn
floor into the rec center and every time the kids take their four wheelers across this dirt patch we need to call. I need to know who that number was.
So we can call and complain.
Then they'll fence it off and nobody can park there. That's what they've done.
Or I'll
just
move my
and we can't
there.
Afford to have less parking around
That's
here.
That's a really good idea. Oh, it's
when
fine.
They have
so
like
we'll
those, it. You know, the soccer and the flag
soccer.
Football.
Yeah, so soccer's
yeah.
the only sport that they have up here. And
but
they
flag for they flag football,
football
practice.
Right. Yeah.
They
right.
play all them. But
right.
yeah, there's
and
no
then
parking.
They've taken away parking.
Yeah. So,
and then put lights in the way for emergency personnel.
Well, so the one is parked right where we park every time we go on a call,
which is fine. Now we can see where we're parking.
And this one is in the way when we do food pantry.
Oh yeah.
The truck had to like barely miss it in order to back in.
I think part of that is
something with the approach or the road.
Well, that's
in.
What we had asked.
Yeah,
for.
We had asked for
but,
additional
yeah.
lights at. Rocks on the fire station for turning into the facilities, but I think part of it is you can't put lights on the state right of way.
No, but there's a driveway there. Like we were thinking, both
yeah.
sides of the driveway, not
yeah, as long as it's
where
not,
they park.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
granted,
yeah.
I was thinking like two or three lights in between
right.
state highway and the driveway where the one is where you guys park, instead of.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking opposite of where you guys park, not
yeah.
on that turn. But it is what
Got
it is.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure we are awake enough for the parking to go
light. The lights should be on. You shouldn't get it now.
It's bright.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Should we go through the rest of the list? Has anything been done or looked at or started?
Yeah,
you
got your lights. That you guys asked for.
Well, I mean,
for.
Other than
yeah, but
the lights that are not
I have no
right
idea
place.
What's in the... Nobody tells me that part. So that's
so
why I'm writing
so
this all down so
it,
that
then.
I can ask all the questions.
Yeah. So, go for it. Okay, Public Works, because we already just went through parks. So Public Works is add barrel rails to the Warm Springs Loop. I haven't seen any. Has anybody else? No. Repave and re-engineer Sims.
Well, that would be nice. That's supposed to have been done years ago.
Nope.
I'm a whole area.
You know what? I did see something on that.
They did mark.
They mark. Did they mark?
They were out there marking in like the end of May, beginning of June.
I did
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
And then I haven't seen anything since.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything,
you know,
like
sure
a definite thing where it's
you
been
said
done.
That this is
but I
in
saw
action.
Letters, okay. Notes going back and forth. So let me check on that one.
Okay. Number three, additional lights at Rocks and Fire Station for turning into facilities, expansion of Rocks for turn lane.
Rocks is actually the one
that one.
The church
there.
One.
Yeah. So, nope. Pave Dude. So from the church down.
No.
Dude,
no.
Dude, oh,
Dude
is.
Yeah.
That
in the
one.
Glendale
oh,
area.
Pulsivers.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Pave.
That's, yeah.
No.
Hasn't even, yeah. There's nothing. Maintain Barlow. That's the one I'm looking
that's
at. Lawson to Rock.
And
I don't.
And that one I have seen some letters going back and forth on that.
Okay.
So
well,
I will.
Like
those there's three things on there.
Well, that's the one beside the church.
Yeah.
That connects the two.
They grade it every now and again.
Well, that's maintenance.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
They may have added it to their list.
I don't know if it was county maintained or if it was.
Last time I was at that church, I went that way.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think it was, you know, the Levitts had equipment that would have washed it
off. Okay.
So I'm not 100% sure on who did that.
That would be good. Can we look into that, Judy? If that's something that was done by county?
Which one?
Because
Barlow,
otherwise
Barlow.
It's
I have the maintained Barlow from Lawson to Rocks Road.
Yeah,
I have that there. I have it marked to check on it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
What I have marked right now is to the repave and engineering sim and additional lights at Rocks and the fire station and the maintained Barlow from Lawson. The additional lights I'm not sure about, but the other two I've seen something on them. I just don't remember.
Yeah,
if it's like a date that they're going to do it, or
how about the Dude Road? That's my street. I'm curious about that.
I think the only thing I saw on Dude Road is it was the first time it appeared on this list.
Okay. So you got two more years.
You're away.
Maybe five,
10. Yeah, put it off a bit.
They
yeah.
said I think it said on that one that they hadn't got seen any request. That's the
you
first request they'd seen
yeah.
on it, but the list that I saw had it on it now, but it's
down
away. Yeah.
Is that maintained?
No.
So you need to send me to fix it.
Well, it,
to
yeah, it gets a little tough. It's part of the old highway.
Yeah.
You go across the tracks, you go up, and then from there, it's just, you know, Chet works on a little bit, I work on a little bit, trying to keep it. We got some of the millings we put down a little bit, but still pretty rough.
So it's neighbor maintained.
Yeah.
So that's getting to the point where it's like getting up to proving it. And so if you can show county that you're proving your road, then they will maintain it better.
Oh, okay.
So especially with the mill chips and everything, that they'll come in and make sure that they're taking
care. We spent quite a bit of money trying to keep it drivable because
I
the tires for my wife's car are expensive, and I'm
tired.
Yeah.
Do you want this list to say the same? But in the meantime, I'll be getting answers for those questions.
Well, what about you, Jenny?
Repaving and engineering sim. I am not budging on that. That is staying on the top of the list.
Do you want it as number two?
I would love for it to be number one.
Okay.
But
and that's one of them I'm checking on. Okay, so you
people
want
people driving drunk to have barriers.
So you
want
to move that to number one?
Yeah, move Sim Street to number one.
So where would those barriers be on Warm Springs?
Because there's some, yeah, where exactly do you want them? Because there's some there.
Warm Springs is really big.
So if, when,
is
you
it
take,
between
when you take, well,
the first turn or the second?
Which direction are you coming from?
Is it okay. up on top?
Is it
up on top. So
on
as
top?
You come up around the top,
right.
there is a barrier rail up there, but you can go around the barrier rail. And so...
Not recommended.
Huh?
Not recommended.
Not recommended, but if you're taking that turn a little too quick, you'll slide off the hill.
Oh, we did have one in that last
That's,
year.
Yes.
Is that why?
That was why it was on this list. And so my point is, and I mean, but I see it everywhere. They got the new barrier rails on the way down into Overton, and there's certain parts where you're like, I could just like, you know, my ADHD.
If I remember right, our discussion.
Like, it would just
know,
go,
I
if
wonder,
you keep going.
Yeah,
like, you really could. You really could just go off here. Like, they should be a little bit longer. So I know it's probably
through, like, engineering, like, they just decide this is the safe amount, but I think
if I remember right, in the discussions on that one, you had some people here that were upset because on the road there, people park off on the dirt.
Okay, that's two different sections.
Is it two different sections?
And that is a problem. Okay. In fact, Ruth and I came through there this Sunday, I think it was, and there's these two little stupid orange poles in the middle of the road that they put there now that says crossing, like you're supposed to stop for the people coming out.
Yeah.
It's Don Davis's place, and it is an issue.
It's
because
really fun
they,
when you're going in a rescue and people look at you like, yeah. I'm
are they stand in the middle of the road?
Yeah, they will block traffic.
Yeah.
We can't even get on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, don't even go that way.
No. Yeah,
go around.
No. It's really...
So that's a whole nother, like that's
but
a whole
no,
different
no, that,
section.
If you
can
get,
but,
if you can
we
get
do
guardrails along there, that would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's...
No parking.
Just this
no
side.
Parking.
No parking.
Just this side of the river. Okay. The guy that owns the property right on
the
river. The
two big horses on the
rents or
Davis.
He doesn't rent. He people pay $25 a person per day to go in there and swim. And they park all along the Warm Springs Road. And
you don't know an address of what that is, do you?
Or
close to?
It's on
Warm Springs Road.
Yeah, Warm Springs Road, right at the river.
Palm Creek. I'll get you the address.
But they, they won't.
But
people
they don't
that come
have
out
any
for
requirements
that
requirements for parking or a parking lot or anything.
I don't know if they have permits for
they
it.
Make sure
3215 Warm Springs
don't
Road.
Don't park here because this is the powers, or don't park here. This is water.
South
but
Warm Springs
that,
Road.
3215 Warm Springs Road. It's open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
every
day of the week.
And he's got to be making bucks. $25 a person?
Loaded.
Yeah.
You can rent a barbecue or a shader.
Ice chests.
I knew that part too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a problem if you try to drive through there because they won't.
The list.
They don't.
They think walk the road like
could be a big problem.
Oh, it is a big problem.
It is a big problem.
Yeah. Robert can tell you.
Oh yeah, it's a problem.
You know, the
just give
emergency,
me a head shake.
Our nice emergency volunteer people here.
Yeah.
I mean, I if something ever happened at that.
We were on a call there actually before. It was like 9:30 in the morning, and there's people already lining up to win.
Yeah. At you went at Palms.
Yeah, it was at. Well, the person we went for wasn't going to Palms. He just happened to get caught by the cops there.
Oh.
Okay.
Control that pretty hard.
He told his wife he was going to go to Moab and kill himself. That's where they found him. Okay.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, but it is. It's if there was ever an incident right there with all those gazillion people,
somebody would get hit so easy.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's an incident inside
there
or a fire,
there are three people that live there.
Yeah,
so we've had calls in Palm Creek actually with people who pay to go in, or pay to go in, and it's a mess to try to get in. It's a mess to try to get to the patient. Then you have everybody looking at you, and
they don't really leave access to.
No, there's not.
I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know
They let us in. And they had to figure out how to get us in.
Yeah.
But I
don't understand how like the Army Corps of Engineers lets them mess with the river like they do. I don't understand why the tribe doesn't yell that they have people in that water all the time that flows right through the Indian reservation.
Well, the Indians swim in there too.
Yeah, down
I wouldn't.
Creek.
I wouldn't. Certainly wouldn't down creek. But yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Plus the sand through.
Yeah.
It filters.
It goes past couple dies.
Yeah.
It's good.
But yeah, actually, that is a big issue. And that is, we were there. We came around just this weekend just for the heck of it. And was really shocked at these two poles in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stop for those people crossing.
You can't actually drive the speed limit on that road with all of that going on.
Well, the speed limit's 25.
Yeah, you can't drive the speed limit.
You don't. They won't get out of your way.
I'm braking, going, idly braking. Yeah.
Many times. Yeah, if you want to put a barrier up, put it there. Don't put it up on
right across the road.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, are we moving repave Sims?
To the top of the list.
All right.
Any other changes?
Should I make the Then I'll make the ad barrier rails as number two.
Do you want to just...
What's that?
Put one as...
One is two.
One is two and two is one, okay.
Any changes you want to make? I know you'd like dude to be first, but it's not going to happen. You're outvoted by two of us.
Yeah, I'm just going to take the fifth on that one. I'm good with whatever you guys like.
Yeah.
I think it's still, it's still very much on there.
Yeah.
So we're not really changing anything on the list except for...
No, because nothing's gotten done.
Except the one and two on Public Works.
We could move...
Because nothing else has gotten, because none of these have gotten done.
I guess we're just curious at what stage of the approval are they at?
Yeah, what's happening with anything?
Do they have money for them or have they...
Will we know, will you be able to tell us that by our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so we can...
I'm saying yes.
We have a meeting.
I will try.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we can tentatively leave this.
Right.
We can leave this.
Our next meeting is when you finalize it anyway.
Perfect.
So
this was just a discussion in the film agenda. It's not an action item.
I guess my question would be to the people of our community. Thank you. That's the word I needed. For the additional lights on Rocks and the fire station turning into the facility's expansion of Rocks for a turn lane, that's what we had. So we'd like to expand Rocks so there's an actual turn lane so you can turn off of Rocks onto 168.
So on 168, you want to expand.
No, we can't touch 160.
No,
we can't ask for that. So what we're saying is on Rocks,
uh-huh,
as you're leaving, say you're leaving the library going to Glendale, as you're turning there, we'd like to have a turn lane. So there would be a lane coming into the library, a turn lane going down towards Glendale, and a turn lane going up to Warm Springs.
That would be nice.
With some lights.
Do
would that help the fire station?
No.
No matter what, with traffic for anything else.
The only thing that would help with would be
Sunday at church.
Once a month.
Okay.
Or the food pantry and church.
Because then it would have, because everybody comes in on the
wrong lane
comes in. And so, but
it doesn't
a few other people that come in. I don't know if you'd need a turn lane there.
So do we want to continue to ask for that, or is there something
else? I think we should put that
below.
I think that's kind of low on priority.
From this parking lot here down to Rocks, all the way out and, right up to the highway. That way you'd have all this additional parking and then you could have all the improvements coming in. And
yeah, I think
with these two dirt spots right here against the highway, just kind of feels unfinished.
Well, it's a right of way.
Yeah, but what he's saying is how far does the right of way come this way? The state right of way? 50 feet. So there's a lot of area that's just kind of nothing. And
I got the trees put in there where they're at. They're on the right of way.
They're on the right of way.
Oh, yeah.
So everything this side of the trees could be parking lot.
Or improvement. Or anyway.
Improvements in some way.
It's not just dirt.
So,
I was going to say, maybe what we should turn that into instead of additional lights is turn it into
additional
let's
parking.
Fix the parking.
Yes.
And
yeah,
improvements.
I wouldn't worry about that for right now because that is...
I think we're saying
from the whole area.
Down.
If they're going to come
yeah.
out and do it, they might as well do it all.
They won't even do this parking
because,
lot. What makes you think they're
yeah.
going to do all from here to there?
Because we haven't asked for it. I think the reason that one down there got done was because Clark County Parks and Rec was saying, we want this. And so they said, okay, here. And
why
they gave it to
they
them.
Do the whole thing?
I don't know. But I know county's kind of funny.
Or
I
library.
Can remember when they, Weiser paved the little Worms, our block. Yeah, the reason they didn't do CIM at that time was, because they didn't have it on the piece of paper saying they wanted it done. So we came down and did a little bit of Isola, literally. I know because I worked for Weiser.
Yeah,
why aren't we doing it? It's like, it wasn't on their list. They didn't want Sim Street. So we're only going to do...
I think additional parking would be a lot better than the lights.
So what if we
I'm putting
this?
Additional parking from the fire station over to Rocks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that
so
what we're saying?
All that dirt lot area.
Yeah.
I would say that the dirt. Everything that's dirt.
I'll say it's dirt lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then... How, are we wanting that before Dude?
I think we should move Dude up one and put that fourth. I think put Dude third.
So we want Dude to be number three.
Yeah.
And this one to be number four?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So now I have repave and re-engineer Sim is one, add barrier walls, rails to Warm Springs is two.
It should say extend barrier rails, not add.
Okay, an engineer, and then three is paved Dude Road, four is the additional parking from fire station to rocks, the dirt lot, we need more parking, and then the maintained Barlow from Lawson to rocks.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else have any suggestions for our wish lists?
For either parks or public works.
Okay.
When I get this corrected, well, when I send you the minutes, you'll see
the revised.
Revised. And if there's anything I didn't do right, or should be said differently, let me know so that I can get it right on the minutes before the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. So, is there any other comments or anything from the audience? Any of the board?
Oh, I know this isn't like Upper Valley, but Lower Valley is doing that, cut the ribbon for the Overton sign. And some of us are going to be down there selling our wares. So if you'd like to come down and support some of your neighbors, we'd love to have you. They're also going to have we're doing second Saturday on third Saturday to support them. And then
when is that?
This Saturday. From 7 till 10. And I think the
Rotary
is,
doing
a pancake breakfast,
yeah.
Free pancake breakfast at the dairy.
What time?
7 to 10, I guess, and ribbon cuttings at 9. So.
That's pretty early for a Saturday.
Yeah. It's too
hot. How do you think those of us that have to cook feel?
Oh, that's right. You're in Rotary.
So well, I help when I can.
Ribbon cuttings at 9. At the sign.
How long are you guys going to stay here?
For the second Saturday, we'll be there from 7 to 10.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you won't be there at 2.
No, 10 o'clock is 100 degrees. We're done at 10. Yeah.
Okay. That's half people stuff melting. Careful.
So next meeting's August 27th, and there is zoning. So we'll be having a meeting. And this meeting's adjourned.
Yeah. What time is
Thanks, everybody, for coming.
I can't see
8:04.
Thank you, BLM, for coming out.
I appreciate it.